1. Now. Mother is waiting in the hall, and I can see she has been crying. She sees me approach and rises from the plastic chair by the door. She's acting crazy again, Mother says, shouting about Esther and Tova and Yitzhak, saying dreadful things, telling me I'm blind. The lines around her eyes are more pronounced, as if being in this home of the elderly is aging her. What am I going to do about her? She asks. I take her hands, the hands that have bathed me, changed me, dressed me, gave me food and warmth and education. These hands are now smaller than mine. My palms easily engulf hers. It will be all right, I say, and the lie flows so easily that I'm scared by it. She's been asking for you, wondering where you are. I nod, my head heavy with tiredness. I came straight from the airport, and the jet lag is weighing on me. I guide Mother back to the chair and ask her to wait for me. I enter Grandma Rachel's room. The acrid scents of medication, antiseptic material, and old age sting my nostrils. A nurse stands by Grandma Rachel's bed, adjusting her IV. Grandma looks tiny. She seems to have shrunken both in height and weight. Her hair is sparse, and her clothes hang on her scrawny frame.
Jacob, Grandma Rachel whispers, you're here, finally. They think I'm crazy that I'm imagining things. My own sisters, tell them.
I am silent. The nurse gives me a nod of familiarity. Wordlessly, she's telling me that it's okay, that she knows what I'm going through. I realize the nurse thinks Grandma is delusional, that her mind has deteriorated to the point where she sees apparitions. I want to speak, want to shout out the truth. The shame builds up inside and pushes the truth against the closed gate of my mouth. In the end, I simply tell the nurse that I'll take over. The nurse nods. I've given her a sedative. She'll fall asleep soon. I thank her and sit by Grandma Rachel's bed. Her eyes are closed and her breath is slow and even. She's on the verge of sleep. On the other side stand Tova and Esther in their long dresses of brown wool. I can see them both, frowning at me.